Your Wedding Your Way, number 9. All Things That Sparkle. Well, hello, everybody. Thanks for coming back. I'm so glad you're here. I'm really happy to be with you tonight. Actually, it's afternoon. We're about 3:30 or 4, but it just really, I am not getting used to this time change this year. Maybe that means I'm really getting old. I don't know. Is 47 old? Oh, or am I 46? Anyway, let's get on to our show. So have you gone over to the Splenda Flavor Blends website? That's destinationflavor.com. And have you tried the Splenda Flavor Blends? They're really delicious. French vanilla, hazelnut, mocha. You really should try them. They really transform your coffee. And I love to use them in my recipes. In fact, I used them this morning for my boys. You'd be surprised. I not only do the flavor blends, but I also do their brown sugar that they have. I used it in my son's cereal, and I have to tell you, it was a secret I didn't tell him, and not a word. He ate the whole thing, and he loved it. And that's really saying something, because he's very, very picky when it comes to that type of thing. So you really should give it a try. It's good stuff, and it saves you a lot of calories, and that's always a good thing, especially if you're planning for a wedding. And then if you've tried the flavor blends, go over to the phone number and give me a call. This is a special number just for the flavor blends. 206-600-4554. Let me know what you thought of it, if it tasted good, if you have any hints or special things that you used it in that I can share with everyone else. I'd really like to hear from you. And then for me personally, just to hear from you about the wedding podcast, go to leanne.yourwedding@gmail.com, or you can call me at 206-339-9339. Leave me an audio comment, and I'd love to talk to you more about what you think of our show and any ideas that you have for me. Well now, all things that sparkle, what do you think that goes for? Of course, diamonds, wedding rings. That's what we're going to talk about tonight, wedding rings. Let's see, are there any rights or wrongs when it comes to wedding rings? Well, aside from possibly giving a wedding ring that belonged to a previous fiancé or a previous wife, no, I don't think so. In this day and age, just about anything is acceptable, and we'll talk about some little tips and hints and possible ideas that you might want to check out. There's no reason you have to buy a ring from an actual wedding ring jeweler store. There are several options to go to. Let's talk first about how much should he spend. This has been an age-old question, and it just seems to become more and more inflated every year. This is one topic that really sends me over the top when it comes to women and their wedding rings and their engagement rings. And it seems to be more prevalent in younger girls because they haven't had enough life experience to know how valuable that almighty dollar is. When you're in the market for buying a wedding ring or buying your engagement ring and you're shopping and you've got your nice groom out there and he's so sweet and so in love with you and he just wants to give you the world, don't be a brat. Please don't be a brat. It will only come back to bite you in the end. Don't go with this silly notion. I've heard he needs to spend 1 month of his salary, or I couldn't believe it the other day. I heard 3 months worth of his salary on an engagement ring. Poppycock, that's absolutely ridiculous. You need to set a budget that your fiancé is comfortable with and stay within that budget. You don't have to have the huge diamond or the full carat worth of diamonds on your finger. You can just have a beautiful, simple diamond ring and you'll still be married. You don't even have to have diamonds if that's not what you want or that's not what you can afford. You really just need to stay within the budget. And do not buy the ring on credit. Don't get yourself into that whirlwind craziness that happens when it comes to weddings and engagement rings and everything else. I talked to a gentleman the other day when I was talking to him about wedding coordinating. He's been married to this lovely woman for, I'd say probably 10, maybe more years. Actually, I think they're going on their 15th anniversary now that I think about it. And he said he is still paying for their wedding, and it took him 5 years to pay for her engagement ring. Is that ridiculous or what? So girls, please don't do that to your man. He loves you. You love him. Don't start yourself in that hole. Don't make him feel like he's never going to be able to do enough for you. If you want to find out what his budget is before, think, you know, honey, what do you think we'll be spending on a wedding ring? What can you do, honey? What's good for you? I don't want to be something that makes it difficult for you, sweetheart. And believe me, if you come at him with that attitude, he will just be so thrilled and so tickled, and there's nothing he wouldn't do for you. Have him be honest with you and tell you what he can afford. And then you go out and shop first. Look around. Look at things that fit within that budget. And find things that can go within that frame that he has. Don't be afraid to check the out-of-the-wall places. There are always diamond districts, or there's the jewelry mart. I know we have a really large one down in LA. That's where we bought our rings. There's one in Orange County. I think there's even one in San Diego now, and I'm sure they have them across the United States where you can go and buy wholesale diamonds from wholesale jewelers, and that's something to seriously consider. Or, sounds crazy, but you can even buy wedding rings on eBay. If you check it out and you get all of your sources straight, then it shouldn't be a problem. So girls, just be the sweet, sweet, lovely, wonderful brides that you want to be, and don't push the man into bankruptcy over a wedding ring. Or a wedding, but right now we're talking wedding rings. Now let's go on to the styles of wedding rings. Do the wedding bands have to match? Do you have to have his and hers matching exactly perfect? Do they have to have the same style diamond? The same kind of twist and twirls? No. This is your life, your personalities, your future, your love. You make it be what you want it to be. If he doesn't want diamonds on his wedding band, if he works out in a job site that requires him to be using his hands a lot, he might not want diamonds on his wedding band. I know my Steve, he chose a beautiful band that I was so surprised with, but it's three different metals. One's gold, one's looks like a copper, and then the other one is white gold, I believe. They just twist together, and it's a really nice little three-ring twisty thing. It kind of almost looks like a rope or a braid, but it's beautiful, and it's simple, and it's his personality. He's just that kind of guy. Simple and elegant and down to earth and just wonderful. So make sure your rings fit your personality. Don't go out and buy a huge thing just because your girlfriends have this huge honking diamond. Think about what you do with your life. So when you're choosing your wedding rings, choose something that goes with your lifestyle. If you're a woman who works out in the field, then think about that. Do you use your hands a lot? Don't get some huge diamond that's going to get knocked off or banged around. Don't get something that is just really extravagant that's going to be difficult for you while you're working. If you're typing and working in an office, then just about any ring would do. But think about that. But you also can go with completely separate styles of materials. If he wants white gold and you want yellow gold, that's fine. They don't have to match. Now, does the ring have to have diamonds? I mean, we did say all things that sparkle, right? Well, that's not necessarily the case. I think diamonds were chosen in the past for several reasons. Traditionally, I think they were picked because you could judge the clarity, which equaled the purity of the love, that kind of thing. Plus, what girl doesn't love to see the sparkle of a diamond? Just about whatever light you put it in, it sparkles for you. And it almost seems that no matter how dirty it is, it still sparkles. So it's an amazing stone. So I think that's part of the reason that they were chosen. But you don't have to have diamonds in your ring. If there is a stone that you just really have a preference to, some girls love rubies, some girls love sapphires. Some girls want to have their birthstone in their wedding ring. That's all fine. There's no etiquette that says you have to have a diamond. So choose something that works for you, something that you will love and enjoy and cherish for the rest of your life. Something that every time you look at that, you'll say, that's the one he chose for me because he loved me. That's a symbol of our undying love. Till death do us part. Remember those phrases. Till death do us part. Cherish your love. Cherish your ring. Your ring is the symbol of that love that should grow deeper every single day and every single year. And it will if you're friends. What about wearing someone else's ring? Say his mother's ring. He has proposed to you and he gives you for an engagement ring his mother's ring because she has passed on and maybe he doesn't have high means to be able to go out and buy you a beautiful extravagant ring. There's nothing that says you have to wear his mom's ring, but there's nothing that says you can't. Some people hold to the fact that it's okay for you to wear your mother's ring but not his mom, but that's not true and there's no etiquette that says that it's wrong. So feel free, if you love his mom's ring and you love the fact that he wanted to share it with you, which to me would be just such a blessing and an honor if the man that I was going to marry thought I was worthy of wearing the ring of his mom who he loved and cherished until she passed away, then it would be a real treat for me. So think about that. And it's also okay for you to wear your mother's rings. Say you're an only daughter, your father gave you the rings, you want that to be your engagement ring and your wedding ring. Then by all means, go ahead and wear them. Have them cleaned up. Have them looked at by a jeweler to make sure that all the prongs and everything are in good condition so you don't lose a diamond. And enjoy them. And just think of the heritage that came from your mom's love, and now it's your love with your husband. And that's something to consider. Also, if you are wearing your mom's rings and they've soldered them together, you're going to need to go into a jeweler and have them separated because you want to only wear the engagement ring during the engagement period so that he can give you the wedding ring when it comes time. What about the order of the rings on your finger? How do they belong? That's a question that's been kind of age-old for a while. It's traditionally thought that the wedding band goes on top, which means the closest to your heart, and the engagement ring goes down closest to your fingernail. If you have a ring that's got the heart shape, then lots of people believe that the point of the heart should go down towards your fingernail. I think that's mostly so that when you look at it, you can see the full-on heart and really enjoy it. Now, what about caring for your rings? It's very important, and some girls spend hundreds of dollars on jewelry cleaning machines. That's wonderful, and that's great if you have that kind of money. One of the jeweler's secrets for cleaning rings is very easy and very cheap, so let's listen up. You fill a cup halfway with warm water. Then you add 1 tablespoon dish soap, 1 tablespoon ammonia. Mix them together. Put your ring or your rings on a nice soft cloth. Take an old toothbrush, preferably the soft bristles. You don't want anything too strong because you don't want it scarring your jewelry. And also, if you're doing the platinum rings, be sure it's a soft brush bristle because it can put grooves in your platinum because platinum is very soft. But then you just brush it until it's clean, rinse it with some more warm water, and pat it dry, and your ring should sparkle like the daylight. So that's something to think about so you don't have to go out and always be running to your jeweler to get it cleaned off. Now sometimes if you have a lot of grooves, like I have the channel cutting, and sometimes I need to go in and actually have a jeweler get his special tools in there and work with it. But that's like maybe once every 5 years that I actually go into a jeweler and have them clean my rings for me. And what about soldering your rings? Do you need to have that done? Well, some people do it. I soldered my wedding ring and my wedding band together because they slipped around a lot. I have the kind where the wedding ring and the engagement ring kind of come together to make a set, and I have the kind of engagement ring that on the left-hand side of it were 3 baguettes, and then on my wedding ring, on the right-hand side, were 3 more baguettes. So they kind of come together. So I went ahead and soldered mine so that they wouldn't slip around. But that's just personal choice. Some girls don't want to have them soldered because they do the kind of work, like I said, outdoor work, where the diamond sticking up really high on their engagement ring can get in the way, or they worry about it getting knocked off, so they want to just wear their wedding ring. So those are all just things you need to think about. And then I've had some men ask, what about the anniversary band? Because there's been so much to-do about anniversary bands now. And they think, am I supposed to buy that when I buy the wedding ring and the engagement ring? And that's not the case. So if you see an anniversary band out there, that comes, I don't know, 5, 10, 15 years down the road on another special anniversary to let her know that you still love her and you still care. And after all these years, she's still worth giving jewels to. Hopefully you will have showed her in other ways along the way, but the anniversary band is something that comes later on. and it does not have to be worn on the left hand with the wedding ring and engagement ring, although that's where I wear mine, but some girls wear them on their right hand. So those are all just things that might give you some fuel for thought, and hopefully it will help you when you're choosing your wedding ring. Of all the things I've said, I implore you to please, please, please be kind and loving to your man. Don't send him into bankruptcy over your engagement ring, because it only makes for more problems if you haven't learned how to budget yourself when you're starting out. It's going to be worse as you come along and more things come up, and you're going to want to have money, and you're still spending money out on the wedding. It can be cause for problems, so you really want to think about it, because you never know what the future holds. Well, until we speak again, may this day and all to come be blessed by God's love, and happy wedding plans. Bye.
This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.